Diana Lee Patton completed her transformation after serving in the Navy in the early to mid-1990s, but she knew even before her transformation she was somehow different.
I didn't realize I was trans until I was about 35, and I was in my late teens, early 20s when I was in the service.
Okay, so you weren't going through the transition or even thought about it while you were in the service?
No, but I've always known that I was different. From the time I was about 5 or 6, I just didn't understand how I was different.
She served in the days of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and says many of her shipmates were afraid to reveal themselves as homosexuals. There were racists and homophobes, and in her words, a small percentage of people who objected to everything. But there were also rules in place to stifle it, and Patton says people soon learned that as long as people are doing their job, it did not matter what color, creed, or sexual or gender orientation they may be. In 2017, President Donald Trump announced a ban on transgender people serving in the military in any capacity. Last year, the Defense Department revised the ban, blocking service for individuals diagnosed with a condition known as gender dysphoria, a conflict and a distress by an individual who does not identify with the gender by which he or she was born. Lower courts are now hearing arguments, but in the meantime, by taking no stance on the legality of the ban, the Supreme Court is allowing it to take effect for the time being.
I have friends who have either been in the military or were interested in pursuing that, but are not able to any longer. And I feel like how you identify with your gender, sexual orientation, religion, whatever, I don't feel like that should have an effect on your ability to protect and serve your country.
That's Cameron Schroffstetter, community health specialist under the Transgender Health Initiative at the Pride Center of Western New York. Among the concerns he raises are whether transgender veterans could lose benefits. There are also concerns for a transgender person's well-being. About 20 to 30 are victims of homicides each year, according to Schroffstetter, and they are 4 times more likely than other people to attempt suicide for various reasons.
Some correlation between the general mental health, self-disclosed mental health diagnoses, as well as issues of bullying and discrimination from employment, school, family.
In a 3-part message posted on his Twitter account in July 2017, President Trump explained that his reason for the ban was, quote, "The military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgenders in the military would entail," end quote. Among the arguments suggesting disruption, a potential lack of access to hormones or other medications that a transgender service member might encounter while out on an extended mission. Patton says that's nonsense.
If you miss your hormones, you're not going to die. Plain and simple. You can miss your hormones. I miss my hormones every now and then, every time. I mean, it's a maintenance drug. It's not a life threatening drug or life-altering drug, but it's not something that's going to kill you if you miss it.
Patton says there are a couple of studies which conclude transgender people are more likely to enlist than people of other demographics, and she offers 2 theories for why. One is that a uniform eliminates gender dysphoria. Everyone's wearing the same thing. The other theory Patton suggests is that transgender individuals, while struggling with identity, join movements that foster hypermasculinity. Sports, bikers, military service, just to name some examples. In 2016, the military commissioned the RAND Corporation to study transgender people within the service. RAND estimated anywhere from 1,300 to 6,600 transgender people were in the military, but added that many would not require medical treatment that would make them undeployable. The report concluded there would be minimal healthcare cost and readiness impact by letting transgender people serve. Diana Patton says, while active, there's really no time to be preoccupied with identity.
You work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every day. I was on 6 and 6s, which is 6 hours off, 6 hours on, every day of the week on my ship. You do your job. That's what you're there for. So all this other stuff, yeah, it might be in your personal life when you finally get to relax and everything. But for the most part, it's your job. That's your focus. That's all you think about. That's all you do when you're in the military.
The Justice Department welcomes the Supreme Court's move, saying the Defense Department has the authority to create and implement personnel policies they find necessary to best defend the nation. But the legal wrangling is far from over at lower levels, and it's expected by many that the matter will eventually return to the Supreme Court. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.